This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And we come to you live from the Rockin' Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Home is more than a house. It's a personal paradise. Get yours with Rockin' Mortgage. Push button. Get mortgage. Our next guest is a Super Bowl winning head coach, a former AP NFL Coach of the Year. He's a member of the NFL on CBS. You see him every single Sunday with James Brown, Boomer Esiason, Phil Simms, and Nate Burleson beginning at noon Eastern time on Sundays. Sunday's lineup includes the Lions and Bears, Bills and Browns, Ravens and Bengals, Chiefs and Titans, and then late kick Dolphins and Colts. All the action begins on Sunday, starting with that other pregame show, CBS Sports Network at 8 a.m. Eastern Time, followed by the NFL Today on CBS at noon, our friend Bill Cowher. Coach, good morning.
Morning, D.A. How are we doing?
Doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm in New York, too.
A lot of people question the Steelers trading a first-round draft pick for Minkah Fitzpatrick after Ben Roethlisberger went down, and yet here they are, 4-4, and Fitzpatrick has been a turnover machine, helping that defense win some games along the way. Do you think the Steelers, your former organization, is vindicated in their decision of trading a first-rounder for Fitzpatrick?
Well, I mean, I thought even when they did it at the time, I thought it was a very good trade, just from the standpoint of Minkah Fitzpatrick. When you think about it, he's in his second year. You know what you saw in the first year of this guy being a very special player. He was a very high number one pick. And now you got him from a cap standpoint with the same contract, and you know what you got. And it was an area they were going to have to address next year anyway. Sean Davis has not been able to be healthy within the last year of his contract. So safety was a very important area for them in terms of that defense. And I think getting him solidified that defense and kind of took care of the middle of that Now they got Devin Bush, you got Minkah Fitzpatrick, and you got Cam Hayward, and you got two bookend rushers. Now what you've seen, you know, when they did that is, okay, we went from an offensive football team. Let's now build this around the identity of being a defensive football team with the offense complementing us, and I think you've seen that happen in the last 3 weeks.
You spent years as a player in Cleveland, years as a coach in Cleveland. The Browns, their season is on life support right now. They'll host a very good Bills team coming up on Sunday. Does it surprise you that it's been so hard for them to get in the win column this year?
No, I think we put such a high expectation on them. And, you know, we sit there and look at all the people that they have, and, yeah, there's some talented names, and, you know, we know about OBJ and Jarvis Landry and, you know, Chubb and everything else, and Baker Mayfield, the way he finished last year. I think what you're looking at is a team that, you know, a lot of it's been self-induced. You're talking about a team that has a lot of lead the league in penalties. They've given up a lot of turnovers on offense, some big plays on defense, and, you know, they've just not been able to put everything together. Baker does not look comfortable, to be honest with you, right now. And so if I'm sitting there right now as Freddie Kitchens, who's a first-time head coach, I think he's tried to temper the expectation, but at the same time, now what you have to do is kind of adapt and adjust. I mean, adapt to where you are, adjust your systems accordingly. You got to be able to stop the run better on defense. You got to be able to not turn the football over and finish some of these drives. I thought they came off really playing their best game last week against Denver. Now, they fell short, but they did not beat themselves. They were not able to score in the red zone. They had several field goals, and they came back to haunt them. And then they gave up a couple of big plays on defense. So, you know, they're getting there, and again, right, what they have to do right now is eliminate all the outside noise, worry about the expectations, and just find a way to win a game.
Bill Cowher joins us from the NFL on CBS. Let's talk about Freddie Kitchens for a moment. You've been a coordinator in the NFL. You've been a head coach in the NFL. Just how much more responsibility is it to balance being a coordinator and a head coach at the same time?
Well, there's no manuscript for being a head coach, and so when you go, and the dynamic is different in every building. What you're walking into and what the responsibilities are. And in a lot of cases, the biggest thing as being a head coach is you never coach with a lot of these coaches you have now. And plus the responsibilities that you have outside of what you're doing. And I know Freddie's calling plays, and that's fine, and he can do that. again, you have to be able to delegate, have a handle on things, have a pulse for your football team. And so I think, again, every week is a new experience. Every week you become a little bit better at it because you're able to now understand how you can, you know, have time management from the standpoint of where you want to spend your time and what areas you have to be able to address. So I think sometimes we get too quick to be judgmental. Freddie will get better as the season goes on, as he goes through this. And so, again, I think sometimes we get too hesitant to be able to, like, rate and fire coaches when they've, you know, never done it before. Give him some time to grow into that position. I understand his football team, and we're halfway through it. It's not been the start that they've wanted. But now is not the time to panic or overreact. I think what you need to do for Freddie is I'll just simplify things. Let him simplify it. Get it back to where now you've got too much talent on that team. Don't try to trick people. Don't try to do anything more. But I would dial it more back than trying to do something and thinking outside the box.
Mm. Bills and Browns come up 1 p.m. Eastern time on CBS. Also an early kick is going to be the Ravens and the Bengals. And what the Ravens did on Sunday night was really impressive. Out of what they did against the Patriots, what impressed you the most?
Well, I think they played very good defensively. I thought they were very sound. They kind of drew some blitz packages at Tom, and I think, you know, it was interesting to watch that game, a chess match. And I thought what was interesting was when New England went into their no huddle, it really helped their running game a lot. You know, and I thought that they kind of got back into that game, and they got a better feel also for Lamar. I think Lamar, those first couple drives, went up and down that field. And, like, wow, it's hard to simulate that offense in practice. I thought what you saw in that game was really starting to get a better feel for that offense and what they needed to do as that game went on. And I think that last Edelman fumble, you know, if they had scored there, we would have had an interesting finish to that game. So I think when you play the Baltimore Ravens and you play them for the first time, it's just an unconventional offense to prepare for. And it's hard to simulate that in practice. So it's one of those games when you play against Baltimore, if you can kind of get through that first wave that you go through, is not put yourself into a hole, you can kind of get a feel for the game and how it unfolds, because that's the way that offense is. This is a game coming up. They got to be really careful because, you know, you look at the Cincinnati Bengals, you watch them on tape, you see, you know, a team that hasn't won a game. This is one of those games, I hate to call it a trap game, but, you know, it's a game against a team that's got a new quarterback. We've seen what new quarterbacks have done to teams this season. You know, Ryan Finley's coming in there, and, you know, we've never seen this guy. We have no tape on this guy. It's one of those games going to Cincinnati, and it's a divisional game. You've got to be really careful and make sure that you don't get caught up in the hoopla of what just took place last week and forget about what's going ahead, what's waiting ahead of you in Cincinnati.
Bill Cowher joins us from the NFL on CBS. Another CBS game is going to be in the NFC North, the Lions and the Bears. If you're head coach Matt Nagy, how are you handling Mitchell Trubisky, Chase Daniel, and the quarterback position right now? Because Trubisky is just so ineffective, and the season's sliding away.
Well, let's look at Mitch Trubisky, and let's look at this team that was 11-5 in the playoffs a year ago, and he's lost a lot of close games this year. He's not performed that well, certainly, and I think what they've done is they've gotten away from the running game. They're not running the football like they did a year ago, and they had Jordan Howard and Tariq Cohen, and Mitch Trubisky was doing all the play action, getting outside the box. I would just sit back and just analyze that, and maybe get some thought to going back to doing the things that Mitch Trubisky does well, utilizing his athleticism, getting back into a very comfort situation where he's outside the pocket, doing some of the things that he's done before and had success doing before. So, again, for the Bears, you know, as you sit there and talk with them, is, you know, I still think defensively they're a solid football team, but they're also getting a feel for a new defensive coordinator in Chuck Pagano. He lost Vic Fangio a year ago. He's now become a head coach. There's been a lot of change up there, and I think right now for Matt Nagy, is he's having to adapt and adjust his football team accordingly.
Bill Cowher, former Steelers head coach, Super Bowl champion, joined CBS Sports in 07 ever since. The NFL Today with the guys James Brown, Boomer Esiason, Phil Simms, Nate Burleson has been humming. Starts at noon Eastern on Sundays. CBS's lineup, Lions, Bears, Bills, Browns, Ravens, Bengals, Chiefs, Titans all early, Dolphins and Colts late. Start your day Sunday with that other pregame show on CBS Sports Network beginning at 10 at 8 a.m. Eastern time, followed by the NFL Today on CBS at noon. Coach, it's always fun to catch up, man. Thanks so much for doing it. Enjoy New York this week.
All right, thanks, Dan.
You got it. Bill Cowher joining us this morning here on the show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.